This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The tip is won by the Miners. They'll go down and set the offense up, and Jarman has her pass or her shot blocked. She, however, gets control of it, kicks it back out to Macy Halpin. They'll reset with Niemeyer with the ball at the elbow, kicks over to the other side. Halpin with a long three, rolls off the rim, will not go. Miners get the rebound, and the putback rolls round and round and finally goes down. Give that one to Mackenzie Mix. She'll pick up the first 2 points of the game. Macy Halpin, a 5'1 senior, starting along with Riley Jarman, a 5'9 junior, Paige Niemeyer, a 5'9 senior, Abby Barber, a 5'10 senior, and Mackenzie Mix, a 5'9 sophomore. That's the starting lineup for Kevin Gray's Gillespie Miners. Back the other way, Ashley Painter trying to throw the ball inside, has it deflected. It'll go out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Staunton. So Gillespie with a 2-0 lead, barely 1 minute into the quarter, will get the ball back. Halpin will inbound to Paige Niemeyer. The 5'9 senior will set the offense up. She's got a double low post on each block, one high. She'll kick it up top to Halpin and then go down in the lane. Jarman swings over to the corner, shots up from three-point land, no good, fighting for the rebound. It's going to be Niemeyer coming up with it. No, I'm sorry, that's Jarman coming up with it, and Jarman with a putback, as quite simply the Miners out-hustled the Bulldogs to the basket. The Bulldogs come up with their second turnover, and now as we go back down to the other end of the floor, going to be a foul called against Savannah Brune. Brune, a 5'3 junior, picks up the first foul of the game. It comes at 6:34 here in the first quarter. Gillespie with a 4-0 lead will inbound under their own basket. Mix will be the trigger person. She'll get it up top to Halpin. Kick it over on the wing. They'll try to go inside. Oh, nice save there by Jarman as that ball was heading out of bounds. She did a tightrope walk on the baseline, saved it. Now she'll get it back at the elbow. She'll drive, then stop, and kick back out to Halpin. Halpin thought about driving against that 2-3 zone. Instead, she'll pull it up and swing it across to Abby Barber. Down in the corner it goes to Jarman, whose shot is partially blocked. It's no good. Back the other way, Elizabeth Birdsell has the rebound. She'll give it off to Brune. Brune facing a double team in the corner. She's going to throw a long pass to Scanzoni. That was simply an alley-oop. Let's hope you're there. And, of course, Scanzoni, the tallest player on the floor, was able to corral that one and put it in. That may be one of the more picturesque assists you'll ever see in a ball game.
High arcer.
Toss it up there and let the tall person pick it up. Barber now gets the ball on the baseline. She spins, tries to get rid of it. Thought she may have traveled, got away with it, but the pass is knocked out of bounds, so it'll be Gillespie ball.
Gary, I think on Saturday, Savannah Brune had a much bigger ankle brace on than she has tonight.
Looking pretty good, not really favoring that ankle too much at all. Amazing what a little rest, a little ice, a little treatment would do. Down inside to go to Niemeyer, and Niemeyer's misses automatic there. Miss automatic is Paige Niemeyer. She's averaging nearly 18 points a game for the Miners, and she picks up her first two of the night. Back the other way go the Bulldogs. They'll swing it over on the wing to Brune. She'll spot for a three. It's no good, but the rebound is up, and it's good by Foster, as Mackenzie Foster, the 5'9 senior, in the right place at the right time. That's one thing you will see with Brune, I think, coming off an ankle injury. Kind of hard to get your legs under you for that three-point shot. She came up a little bit short, but Foster was right there. Now on the defense, it's Painter who tips the ball out of bounds, so Gillespie will inbound, leading 6-4 with just under 5 minutes here in the first quarter. It comes in to Niemeyer. Niemeyer off to Halpin. Halpin drives to the head of the key and then kicks off on the wing to Jarman. Jarman to Barber in the corner. She'll dribble back out. Her pass is tipped, deflected. It'll go out of bounds off the fingers of Mackenzie Foster. So Gillespie will get the ball again, but once again, Staunton doing a good job of getting hands in passing lanes and deflecting those passes. Inbounds pass, forthcoming, comes in to Paige Niemeyer, the 5'9 senior, at the free throw line extended over on the left side. She has the ball high overhead, looking for cutters inside. Two of them came at the same time, so it's kind of cluttered in there. She'll hold onto the ball, then she'll lose the ball as the Bulldogs come back and they'll return the favor and give the ball away as well. Niemeyer going to the basket said, hey, may as well go ahead and shoot the thing instead of throwing it away. And Niemeyer comes up with her second bucket of the day, gives her 4 points, makes it an 8-4 lead for the Miners. Coming down for the Bulldogs is Ashley Painter. She'll dish it off to Foster. Foster's poke check there. Foul going to go against I believe that's going to be Riley Jarman. Jarman's going to pick up her first. And the Bulldogs will inbound in front of the Miners' bench. Comes into Foster. She's trying to hold her pivot foot down out near midcourt. Lead lob pass trying to get inside to Scanzoni. And a good defensive effort there by Riley Jarman knocked that one out of bounds. Jarman at 5'9". She's trying to challenge Abby Scanzoni at 6'2". She got her work cut out today. Three-point shot from the corners up and no good. As Painter tried to get the shot, Brune comes back in, reverse layup. She misses the shot, but there's Scanzoni to get the ball on the other side. And when you're tall and you stay in good position, good things are going to happen. Scanzoni said, didn't have to work a lot for that, just got good position, got the ball, kept it high, put it in the hole, 8-6, two-point lead for the Miners who have the ball. 3-3-3 showing on the first quarter clock. Skip pass over on the wing, goes to Mix. Down in the corner, Niemeyer's double-teamed. She spins out of it, dribbles away, gets it to Halpin. Halpin a kick to Barber between the circles. Now to the right side, Niemeyer. To the hole she goes, and she'll go to the free throw line as Scanzoni's going to get called for the foul. No, they're going to call it on 10. Well, Scanzoni says thank you very much as that foul goes against Elizabeth Birdsell. And Niemeyer goes to the free throw line to shoot two. First one comes up a little bit short. She'll get another.
Of course, free throws will be very important in this game, Gary, if Staunton wins.
Schmidt and Bertolino come into the Miners lineup. Abby Barber's going to have a seat there. Second free throw for Niemeyer. Rattled around, won't go down. With the rebound is Scanzoni. They're trying to reach in, and you're not going to get the ball away from her very often. She knows how to take care of the ball. Now it'll come across the midcourt line to Mackenzie Foster. Foster has the ball, gives it off to Brune. Brune going to swing it back around to Birdsell. Birdsell's going to drive and fly from 10. No good. Fighting for the rebound. Looked like one of the Bulldogs may have come over the top, but the official's call is jump ball.
May have come over the top.
Well, that's why you got to stay there. I'm just an observer, okay? Just an observer. In any event, the arrow favors Staunton, so they will inbound. It'll come into Foster. Foster has the pass deflected by Niemeyer, and yet it goes off Foster's hand last. So that'll be turnover number 4 on Staunton here in the early going. So Staunton with 6 points, 4 turnovers, trail by 2. Bringing the ball down is Grace Bertolino just into the ball game. She'll kick it over on the wing to Mix, then to come back to her atop. Bertolino going to kick it over on the left wing this time to Jarman. Now they'll try to go inside. They were looking for Emily Schmidt. Pass was deflected and stolen. Turnover number 2 by Gillespie. Gives the ball back to Staunton. Brune having trouble finding the handle. She's trying to maintain her dribble. Now she passes right into the hands of Niemeyer, who goes the other way, spins, shoots, comes up short, fighting for the rebound. They're going to say last touched by the orange and black, as Emily Schmidt evidently touched it last. Birdsell will have a seat as Rebecca Calderero comes into the Bulldog lineup. She'll receive the inbound pass, swings the ball across, and then will bring it on the dribble. Heading to the midcourt line, she's going to toss it up to Ashley Painter. Inside to Foster it goes. Her shot's no good. Scanzoni had to put back, couldn't get it to go. She was afraid she might get called for reaching over the back, and instead the pass goes out of bounds. And it'll belong to Staunton. 2:09 to go, rapidly played first quarter. 8-6, Gillespie with the lead, Staunton with the ball. Foster's going to inbound and get it into Brune. Brune, as we said, coming off that ankle injury. Back to Foster, baseline jumper, no good. Scanzoni with the rebound, it won't go. Fighting for the rebound, Niemeyer comes away with it. She's going to split the defense and go right on down the hole. To the lane, up and off the glass, and good. She found one avenue clogged up, a second avenue clogged up, so she simply spun, reversed, and went back and found an opening to the basket. Niemeyer now with 6 points. The Miners have 10. Brune is going to take a shot. Oh, coming down, driving hard from the right side. She went right up against the defense and said, I have no fear. She'll get the shot to drop, go to the free throw line to shoot one, as Birdsell's going to pick up. I believe that'll be her second foul. Yes, it will. So far,
Jarman,
on the second foul. So Jarman with a second foul, and now Brune, give her a bucket and give her a free throw as well. So Brune has 3 points. She's averaging about a dozen points a game. That is the game she's been able to play in. And, of course, Staunton glad to have her back in the lineup. The Bulldogs have drawn within one on the dribble. It's Emily Schmidt. She'll give it off to Bertolino for three.
Uh-oh.
Going to rest up there atop the backboard. Tim, go get that down.
I'll get right on that. Get right on that.
Soft touch when the ball can be balanced at the top of the backboard against the support guide wires.
You know, Bill Walton has a line when someone makes a crazy shot. When's the last time you made that shot?
Oh,
there it is. That's good
work there. On the first try, they get the ball down. Not even a smile.
Now that's pressure, Gary.
Yes. Yes, it is. But the shot went out of bounds off of the Miners, so it'll be Staunton ball trailing 10-9 with 1:22 to go. Inbounding is Painter. And then she'll give it to Foster, and Foster will give it right back to her. Ashley will cross midcourt and give it to Foster, and into the corner it will go to Calderero. Calderero trying to drive around the lane. She'll pop from 15. It's partially blocked, but Scanzoni was there to get it, and as she tried to pass it out, it was deflected by Niemeyer. Staunton's ball, 1:06 to go, first quarter. Inbounding under their own basket. They're looking, still looking. Finally, they get it off to Foster. Her shot from 15, no good. Coming up with a rebound is Emily Schmidt. Back quickly go the Miners. Schmidt stops and decides she'll give it back to Niemeyer. Down inside it'll go. As the foul's going to be called, making a nice move to the basket was Riley Jarman. And she was fouled by Scanzoni, who will pick up her first. Jarman to the free throw line will shoot two. Her first trip to the charity stripe. Miners are 0-2. Make it 0-3 as a team. And she'll get another. Substitution waiting to come in for Jarman if she makes this one. She does not. Comes up strong. Comes down in the hands of Calderero. Calderero is going to bring the ball up across midcourt, being guarded there by Emily Schmidt. Down to 40 seconds we go here in the first quarter. Into Scanzoni they go. Back out, they'll go to Calderero. Now Foster with the ball at the elbow over on the left side. She'll bag it out between the circles, kick it over on the wing to Painter. Painter to Brune. Brune with a little pump fake, drives into the hole, a little bounce pass. And I can tell you right now, Scanzoni does not like those bounce passes. Big people do not like to go down around their knees to pick up a pass, and that's exactly what she had to do.
Well, you make her 5-2 down there.
You got it right. Back it goes, three-point attempt from the head of the key, a little long, a little strong. There's Niemeyer to come away with a rebound. Niemeyer doesn't take very long to get the ball down the floor. We're down to the last 5 seconds. They'll look inside, shots up by Schmidt. It is deflected, it goes out of bounds. We have come to the end of the first quarter, and after 8 minutes of play, it is Gillespie 10, Staunton 9. Back with the second quarter after these messages on WSMI. This is our second game of the evening, girls competition, Macoupin County Tournament. Game number one saw Southwestern defeat Carlinville 32-29, which puts the Piesaw Birds in the championship game on Saturday. Who they will play? Well, if Gillespie wins, it will be Gillespie. If Staunton wins, we'll have to do some ciphering to figure out who will be the opponent. Miners get the ball to start second quarter. Shots up and no good, but the rebound is up, and it's good, as that is number 34. Keaton Link just in the ball game. Didn't take her long to pick up her first points of the game.
Steve now, Joyce's granddaughter.
There you go. Now as the Bulldogs bring the ball across midcourt, it's knocked out of bounds. Link, as we said, a 5'10 freshman, and the Bulldogs will inbound to Brune over here on the left wing. She's going to drive in against Barber. Shot rolls around and kicks out. Going to be a foul called on the rebound. They're going to call it on White 42. Scanzoni is going to pick up her second. I thought as they drove to the basket, Barber might be getting called for a foul. She gets away with it. Scanzoni doesn't. And, of course, that's a big problem for Staunton. When she's not in the middle of the offense, they become much shorter. Niemeyer with the ball over on the left wing. Free throw line extended. They'll go back to Link. Link almost lost it in the corner. Now she'll kick it back out top to Halpin. Halpin looking at Niemeyer in the lane. She'll fire one up out of control and draw the foul. They're going to call that one on Mackenzie Foster, the 5'9 senior, so she'll pick up her first. And Niemeyer to the free throw line. This is the one thing she's had trouble with, missing two. She made one there, so it gives her 7 points, and she'll get another one. Niemeyer, about a 62-63% free throw shooter on the season. She'll eye the second one. She'll try the second one. And she can't buy the second one as it rattled around and finally kicked off. Bulldogs come up with a rebound, but Barber comes up with a steal to Niemeyer, far two. So give Niemeyer the bucket, but give Barber the good defensive effort and the assist, as it is now 15-9 in favor of Gillespie. All of a sudden, they've opened up a 6-point lead. Calderero on the dribble across the top of the lane, head of the key. Now she'll go inbounds to Foster. Foster's baseline jumper, no good. Rebounds up, and it won't go either. I think they're snake-bitten like the Cavaliers were earlier this evening. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touched by the Bulldogs. So Gillespie with a 6-point lead with 6:30 to go until halftime. They'll bring the ball across. It will be Halpin with the ball over on the wing to Niebuyer. Oh, she thought about a three, and instead she'll take a couple dribbles and go in closer. The errant shot is fielded by Painter. Ashley will dish it off and back go the other way. The Bulldogs of Savannah Bruin with the dribble. She'll give it off to Calderero. Into the corner, it'll go to Haley Bandy just into the game. As they try the entry pass into the lane, Niemeyer is able to get in there and get a hand on it, create a jump ball. The arrow will favor Staunton, however, as Niemeyer going to get a much-deserved rest here at this juncture. They will bring Sydney Byers into the ball game. Coach Kevin Gray back the other way. Foster with a shot up and no good, or Painter, excuse me, on the shot. It's no good. The Miners come away with it. We go inside 6 minutes. Barber with the ball, going to swing it all the way across to Mix. Mix going to stop and pop from 15. It won't go. Fighting for the rebound, it's going to be Mackenzie Foster coming away with it. She'll give the ball off to Bruin. Bruin's in a bit of a pickle there. She had a triple team that turned into a sideline triple team, and she lost control of it, but it was flicked out of bounds by Gillespie. So the Bulldogs will inbound at the volleyball line extended over on the far side. It'll come into Foster, looking to go inside, trying to get the ball into Calderero. It's deflected out of bounds. Gillespie doing a good job getting their hands in the passing lane and making life difficult on the Staunton offense. Painter brings the ball in to Bandy, then back to Painter, then back to Bandy. Three-point attempt comes up. In football, we'd say wide left. Let's leave it at that. 5:34 showing on the second quarter clock. 15-9, Miners with a 6-point lead and the ball. Halpin will bring it down as they'll set up a double low post offense. 1-4 low. Barber in the corner. She's looking for a post person. None open there, so she'll bring it back out top. Into Mix it goes, and then she'll kick it off on the wing to Link, and Link goes baseline right side off the glass, and it's good. Keaton Link comes in the second quarter. The 5'10 freshman's picked up 4 points, and the Miners have picked up an 8-point lead. Once again, Gillespie deflecting the dribble and getting it out of bounds. Staunton has to be very frustrated now trying to get any kind of flow to the offense, and as we said, Scanzoni, big 6'2 junior, she's on the sideline with two fouls and will probably stay there for the remainder of the first half. Pass comes in, and as it is deflected and stolen by Link, she'll stop, she'll pop. It won't go, but she'll go to the free throw line. A little bit of a smile there as she knew she put the brakes on and lost control of the ball just a little bit. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two as the foul is going to go against. That will go against Calderero. It'll be her first. Link will shoot two, and the first one's up, then the first one's good. Keaton putting together a very good quarter here. She has 5 points, looking for number six. She'll take that ball. A couple big dribbles, spins it a couple times. Now she eyes it, now she tries it, now she buys it. That one hit hard on the back edge of the rim, but it dropped right on through because of the good backspin. 19-9, Miners have opened up a 10-point lead. Painter brings the ball across midcourt, picks up her dribble, then gets it off to Birdsell. And Coach McBrain says, I think we need a timeout. As he takes a timeout, we will too. 4:51 to go till halftime, 19-9, Miners over Bulldogs. Back after these messages on WSMI. 4:51 showing on the second quarter clock. 19-9, Gillespie with the lead. Staunton with the ball. Shot's up a little bit hard as Elizabeth Birdsell was headed to the basket, almost out of control. But enough control, she got the shot up. She drew the foul. It'll go against Macy Halpin. Halpin will pick up her first.
Something about this end of the floor, Gary.
Yes.
Cronville missed like six or seven layups in the first half there. Southwestern only scored 10 points in the half on this basket, and now Staunton having trouble scoring on this rim.
I think it's because there's too much white paint on the wall.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
Second free throw coming. It's good. So she made one out of two, did Elizabeth Birdsell, and that makes it 19-10. Gillespie with a 9-point lead and the ball. Halpin brings it over to the left elbow. She'll pick up her dribble. Oh, nice pass into Barber. Barber's shot won't go, however. There is an offensive rebound. Now another one as the Miners staying tough on the boards. A third one as Mix had two offensive rebounds. Then Emily Schmidt came up with a third. None to get a shot to drop, but they do draw the foul. As this foul will go against Birdsell. That will be her second. To the free throw line, Emily Schmidt. She'll eye the first one, try the first one, can't buy the first one as it rattles out. She will get another one as Shelby Taylor comes into the lineup for the Miners. Second free throw's up, and it comes up short. Foster with the rebound for the Bulldogs. She'll give it off to Broome. Inside 4:30 we go. 19-10, Miners with a 9-point lead. Broome with the ball over on the corner. She'll give it off to Foster. Foster going to drive the baseline and kick a pass over on the wing to Haley Bandy. Bandy drives into the lane, goes up with a shot, gets hacked in the axe, so she'll go to the line to shoot two. 23, Black will get the call. Emily Schmidt will pick up her first to the free throw line. Haley Bandy to shoot two. She double dips those knees. Now up. Nope, off to the right. She'll get another one. And she hopes it's not like the other one. A couple three dribbles, spin that ball. Now she'll eye it. Now she'll try it. Nope, she can't buy it. Well, whatever her technique was, I suggest she may want to change it because that didn't work either time. We have seen some problems at the free throw line tonight. Carlinville in the previous game, 7 for 21 from the charity stripe. And I know Coach Deneve is saying, but girls, they call them free for a reason. There's nobody there to block your shot. But some nights are just like that. Evidently, the Bulldogs having a similar night tonight. Barber with a skip pass is going to be deflected. However, Mix is able to come up with it, and then she'll stop and pop from 12 feet out. Mackenzie Mix with her first points of the quarter, her second field goal of the game. She has four, and it's 21-10. Now coming up with a steal is Taylor. She goes the other way, and it's thrown out of bounds, goes back over to the Bulldogs. So with 3:41 to go here, the Miners have committed three turnovers. The Bulldogs have committed six. Now make it seven as they throw the ball right into Niemeyer's hands. Instead of taking the ball to the basket, she has a nice diagonal pass and finds number 21, Mackenzie Mix, for a good shot. Give Niemeyer the assist. And now the Bulldogs having trouble getting the ball in. Commit turnover number seven. Gillespie's defense, the difference here is they are creating turnovers and converting.
Does McBrain want to run a risk and put Scanzoni back in with two fouls, down 13?
Well, I guarantee you one thing. If he does, the message from the Gillespie's bench is going to be go right at her. And I think he realizes that's what Kevin DeGray would do.
Right, and you're right, Gary. But as a coach, though, you always have to weigh that balance. Yes, she's on the bench, I'm protecting her, but if they're down 20 points by the time she gets back in, what good's that?
Yeah, this is true also. Gillespie going to inbound under their own basket. They'll bring it into Barber out between the circles. She'll kick it off to Niemeyer at the left elbow. Niemeyer to Taylor. Taylor swings it back up to Barber. Thought about a three. Instead, she'll dish it off to Schmidt. Schmidt will fire a little long, a little strong. Coming away with the rebound is Rebecca Calderero. She'll give it off to Savannah Broome. Broome gives it back to to Calderera. She'll try the lane, and it's up and no good. Schmidt comes up with a rebound, and the Miners head back the other way. Inside 3 minutes we go, 23-10. Barber with a baseline jumper comes up a little long and a little strong. Foster comes up with a rebound. He'll dish it off to Brune, and she'll bring the ball down. 2:45 to go till halftime. 23-10, Miners with the lead, Bulldogs with the ball. Over on the wing, it goes to Bandy. She tries to take it inside, and once again, the Miners getting hands in passing lanes. And as a result, it's a jump ball, which will be a change of possession. Therefore, it'll be a turnover on the Bulldogs. Michaela Hayes comes into the lineup for GHS. So Hayes and Taylor will be the guard combination. Out on the wing, they have Paige Niemeyer. Barber stacked low on one side. Along with her is Mackenzie Mix. They'll skip pass over to the other side. Shots up and no good. Fighting for the rebound. Miners are in the right place at the right time. And there is Mackenzie Mix to pick up her sixth point of the quarter, her eighth point of the game. 25-10, a 15-point lead for the Miners. Timeout on the floor, 2:18 to go to halftime. You're listening to the Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. The Bulldogs break the press. They go to the length of the floor. They can't get a shot to fall. Coming back the other way, get the ball to Mix. Mix is doing the right thing here in the second quarter. Mackenzie has 8 points in the quarter, 10 points in the game, and don't look now, but Gillespie has opened up a 17-point lead. Pass comes to Brune. She's being guarded by Taylor out between the circles. A little bump and run defense there. She's getting away with it. So if they don't call it, it's no foul. Now Brune going to the hole. Oh, went off the glass, went off the iron. Was no good. Coming back the other way. Taylor with the ball at the left side. She'll stop and pop. The lefty can't get the shot to drop. Staunton comes away with a rebound with 1:25 to go till half. Over on the wing, it goes to Painter. Painter tries to pass it inside. Ball is out of bounds. They're going to say there's a foul on the play against the Miners. It'll go against 12. That will be Paige Niemeyer picking up her first. 15 foul against the Miners as Hannah Barrett comes into the ball game for the Miners, replacing Taylor. And also Sydney Byers is going to replace Barber in the lineup. We'll get one more substitution here as Keaton Link comes back into the lineup as Mackenzie Mix is going to have a well-deserved rest. Mix put together a very nice second quarter indeed. She has 8 points in the quarter, 10 points on the game. Bulldogs try to take it inside. They're going to say on the attempted shot, it was tipped, went out of bounds, last touch by the Miners. So Staunton will inbound. Painter will be the trigger person as they'll set the box up, one in each corner, and get the ball into Bandy. Try to go inside. The pass is overthrown. Turnover number 9 on Staunton. Gillespie with the ball. They try to go inside looking for an entry pass in there for Keaton Link, but it was over her head, out of her reach. Turnover number 4 on GHS. SHS has the ball. They bring it in to Painter, who'll give it off to Brune. Brune will bring it across on the dribble, being hounded there as she comes across the midcourt line. She loses control of it, and the Miners come away with it. They'll go to the other side, into the corner it'll go, and it'll be, I got it, you got it, everybody take it away. Turnover up on turnover gives the ball back to the Bulldogs. We're down to the final 40 seconds, and it's become a comedy of errors here the last couple of times. Now a double bounce pass to Painter. Her three-point attempt is no good. Fighting for the rebound, Rebecca Calderero going to get called over the back. Calderero is going to pick up her second. It'll be the 8th team foul against Staunton, so we'll be shooting the 1-1. They'll walk the other end of the floor. Holly Bukeski comes into the lineup as Calderero will have a seat with those two fouls. To the free throw line, Hannah Barrett. Her first trip to the charity stripe. She sinks the first, and we'll get a second. Barrett, a 5'4 freshman, is going to eye the second one. She's going to try the second one. She's going to buy the second one. Well, that's twice in this quarter that Miner has stepped to the free throw line and hit two free throws. I'm not sure we saw that at any time during our first game tonight. But in any event, The Miners have made 5 for 8 here in the second quarter after going 0 for 4 in the first quarter. Niemeyer deflects it. Ball back to the Miners on the inbounds pass. Shot is up, and the shot is good as Keaton Link in the right place at the right time. So Link had a bit of a rest. She came back in right where she left off. Now from the baseline over on the left side, it is Haley Bandy with the shot to go. Down to the final 5 seconds. Shots up. Comes up a little short. They're going to let it go out of bounds. See his last touch by the Miners. So with 1.4 seconds to go till halftime, the Bulldogs will inbound. They're trailing 31-12. They'll throw it into the Miners, who'll fire up a three. It's no good. We have come to halftime, and Gillespie enjoying a 31-12 lead over Staunton. We'll be back after these messages on WSMI. Scanzoni reaches over the top, gets the ball, goes up, and she reached over trying to get the second rebound, and instead she'll get her third foul. That didn't take long, 51 seconds. And she will come out of the game and be replaced by Haley Bandy for the Bulldogs. She goes down to the end of the bench, and she's seated rather dejectedly, as her team trailing by 19 could sure use her offense. Instead, it'll be the Miners on offense. Mix to Barber, back to Mix, off the glass. Yes, good give and go there by the Miners as Mix gets the pass from Barber. Give Barber the assist, give Mix her 12th point of the night. She has 12 all by herself. That equals the total of the Bulldogs of Staunton. Foster with the ball, gives it off on the wing to Birdsell. Now drive by, that is Painter. She drives on the left side off the glass, and it's up, and it's good. Ashley Painter with her first points of the game, coming back the other way. Mix is mixing it up again. She's picking up in the third quarter, right where she left off in the second quarter. She's dispelling that rumor that there's something wrong with this rim down here on the left side. Give her 4 points in the quarter, 14 points in the game. Give and go for the Bulldogs. Shots up and no good by Birdsell. They're fighting for the loose ball. No, they're trying to run it down. Nobody seems to want to get to it. Finally, Bandy gets to it. She'll give it off to Birdsell, whose shot will not go. Miners come away with the rebound. Riley Jarman brings it down on a dribble. She'll try to drive the lane and then decide to pick it up and kick it off into the wing. It'll go off to Mackenzie Mix, who then gives it off to Macy Halpin. Halpin with a nice pass. She threaded the needle in the middle. Shot won't go, however, as the Bulldogs kind of got caught being a little slow inside, but the Miners couldn't get the shot to drop. It'll go out of bounds and remain black and orange ball. They'll trigger it in to Niemeyer. Niemeyer has the ball tipped and deflected. It'll go back over to the Bulldogs. Birdsell brings it down on a dribble. She'll kick it off on the wing to Foster out top. Now it goes to Brune. Brune over on the wing to Bandy. She drives the baseline. It's cut off there, so she'll dish it inside on the lane to Birdsell. Her shot goes off short, goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by the Bulldogs. Staunton having trouble getting the luck of the draw on any of the 50-50 calls. Gillespie up 35-14. Nice pass by Niemeyer as she takes the ball all the way to the hole and then finds Barber for the little diagonal. Give Niemeyer the assist, give Barber the basket, her first 2 points of the game. Makes it 37-14, a 23-point lead. Broom tried the same bounce pass, but she found a leg of a Miner, and it'll go out of bounds. Ball will remain Staunton's hands, as Rebecca Calderaro will replace Elizabeth Birdsell in the Staunton lineup. 4:50 to go here in the third quarter. Inbounds pass to Bandy. Over on the corner it goes to Painter. Painter back out front to Bandy. Bandy looking at the high post. It's covered, so she'll swing it over to Brune on the other side. Brune ready to head down the right side of the lane. She's stopped there by Halpin, so she'll dish off. They'll do a little dribble drive. Inside shot is up and blocked by Bandy, and it goes back to the Miners. The Miners have the ball with Niemeyer at the head of the key. Niemeyer is going to drive down the lane. Her shot's up, and her shot's good. Niemeyer with two in the quarter, 11 in the game. Don't look now, but it's a 25-point lead for the Miners. These two teams played earlier this year, Gillespie winning 35-29 on December 19th. Doesn't look like it's going to be that close right now. Here's a long one up. Might have brought rain, but it didn't make any points for the Bulldogs. Barber comes up with a long rebound and heads back the other way. She'll give it off to Halpin up top. Macy with the ball high over her head, dribbles over to the right side. Dribbles off her foot, has to pick up the ball, and she'll skip pass into the corner to Niemeyer. Coming across, it goes to Mix. Mix shot is off the glass, no good, and the Bulldogs come away with it. 3-3-3 showing on the third quarter clock. 39-14, it's a 25-point lead. Back the other way, shots up by Bandy. Didn't catch iron, went out of bounds. It'll be Miners' ball. Brune ready to put on full court pressure. They'll have to bring it in to Barber, who almost walked before she got a dribble down. She's got quick feet, maybe quicker than her hands, but it didn't cost her that time. She'll give the ball off to Halpin, and Halpin will drive right in the lane and get pushed as she heads to the basket. We're going to call the foul on Brune. That will be her second. Coach McBrain kind of mystified as where that call came from. Inbounds pass comes in to Jarman. Jarman's going to drive the lane on the left side, and they're going to call her for a double dribble. So that'll be turnover number 6 on GHS. And Staunton Mount Olive. I guess I should say the whole name once in a while. Staunton Mount Olive. Staunton is the host school. They try to get the ball inbounds. Jarman comes up with a steal. Jarman with a couple dribbles gives to Niemeyer in the lane. Niemeyer kicks over to Mix on the other side. Shots up and good. Mackenzie Mix. Averaging about 5 points a game. She's got 16 tonight.
You know what Terry say, though?
Yes.
What's the uniform say?
Well, I tell you what. On theirs, the uniform says Staunton.
There you go.
So that's what you got to go with. I've always heard that, but I've also heard that the other school would like to be recognized. I know in football they went with a different name altogether, and that was probably a good blend when Mount Olive and Bunker Hill meshed together, because there were quality players from both schools.
That worked out really good.
Yes, it did. Going to be a foul called against the Miners, as this will go against Abby Barber on the reach in. Barber's going to pick up her first, as Halpin's going to have a seat, and Michaela Hayes will replace her in the Staunton lineup. Inbounds pass comes directly, I mean directly, into Niemeyer. She'll go the length of the floor and then dish it off to Barber. Barber's shot will not go, but there's Halpin with a rebound. Her shot won't go either. It'll go out of bounds, last touched by Staunton.
Here, this is a very impressive performance for Gillespie. You think back at the Carlinville Holiday Tournament, they lost to Bunker Hill in a shocking fashion. Since then, they've played at Hillsboro tough. They've avenged that Bunker Hill loss two times over, and they are throttling Staunton here tonight.
Well, they have gotten their wake-up call, so to speak,
absolutely,
you would say. And, of course, Kevin Gray has them hitting on all cylinders. Well, hitting right there was Riley Jarman. Jarman picks up her second bucket of the night. Give her 4 points. Make it 43-14. Pass to over on the wing to Calderero. Her shot's up. No good, but their putback is good there by Mackenzie Foster. So Foster comes up with her first points of the second half. She has 4 points altogether tonight. And it's 43-16 as we head into the final 100 seconds of the third quarter. Holy cow! She got pushed a little from behind. I thought there was going to be a pass interference call or clipping, either one, but there was no call. Coach Gray, he hasn't gotten up too much tonight, but he got up on that one. It was kind of like, I don't care what the score is, I want to protect my players.
Yeah.
No foul was called. Staunton came away with the ball. We'll go the other way. Will Birdsell. She'll stop and pop off the glass, rattles around, and won't go down. Got the rebound, tried to put it back up, did Foster, but it wouldn't go. So Gillespie comes back the other way. We head to the final minute of the third quarter. Niemeyer almost lost the handle. Now she's trapped over there by the sideline, but she gets the ball off to Jarman. Jarman with the ball inside to Mix. Mix can't get this one to go, as that was partially blocked. A good save there by Calderero. And Calderero and the Bulldogs will come back down with 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Trailing by 27. on the move. Calderero to the basket. Won't go. Niemeyer comes up with a rebound. She always seems to be camped near the front of the rim. When a shot goes up, she's there for the defensive rebound to make sure there are no second and third efforts. Now they'll go to Mix down in the corner. She'll bring it up to Barber. Now it goes inside to Niemeyer. Oh, a nice quick spin off the glass and good. Niemeyer made that one look very easy. Her first, fourth point of the quarter, her 13th point of the game. Down to the final 10 seconds we go, 45-16. Up for a shot before the buzzer sounds. Nope, maybe not. They're going to lose the ball. And the Miners will simply hang on to it as that is turnover number 12 on Staunton. After three quarters of play here at the Macoupin County Tournament, it is Gillespie 45, Staunton 16, back with the fourth quarter after these messages on WSMI. Fourth quarter action underway. Gillespie missed a couple of attempts, and now Staunton has the ball back, trailing by 29 points. As on the dribble is Haley Bandy. They're trying to get the ball into Scanzoni. It'll go back to Painter, and Painter gets this shot to drop. Ashley has a couple of buckets, give her 4 points, makes it 45-18. Scanzoni's back in there in the middle of that defense and the middle of the offense for the Bulldogs here as we start the fourth quarter. Grace Bertolino with the ball out front. There's going to be a kick save there, as thwarting the pass was Haley Bandy. Ball will go out of bounds. Miners will inbound. Jarman gets it in to Bertolino. Back to Jarman for three. Nope, it won't go. Miners had the rebound and let it go out of bounds. And now we're going to have mass substitution for the Bulldogs. Let's see if I can get them all. McKeskey's coming in, as well as Bridget Long and Katie Massanelli. Back the other way, shots up, and it's good by Bridget Long, who gets the first 2 points for her tonight. The 5'8 sophomore says, hey, this scoring's not so hard. Just turn square and shoot. Good things will happen. 20 points on the board now for the Bulldogs. Back the other way, the Miners try to enter the pass. Bertolino's able to get the deflection and maintain the offense. Schmidt with the ball at the free throw line extended on the left side. They'll swing it back to the opposite side, and Riley Jarman. Now it goes in to Keaton Link. Link turns, shoots off the glass, a little short. Comes up with a rebound. Do the Staunton Bulldogs. They'll head back the other way. Holly Bukeski, the 5'6 sophomore, with the ball. She'll give it off to Katie Massanelli. Massanelli's going to bring it in. And the shot up, rattle around. It goes down. That's number 22. Abby Davis. That's who 22 was. Did not have her down on the book. Glad we've got some Bulldog fans here. She comes up with a three, a big three for Abby Davis. That'll be the highlight of the night for her so far. Gillespie with the ball. Davis comes down with a rebound. They'll go back the other way as Bukeski have it on the dribble. She'll go over to the left side, stop at the elbow. There's Davis again for three. Oh, this time it rattles around and kicks out. Coming away with the rebound was Riley Jarman. Inside 5 minutes we go, 45-23. Back the other way, Link with a pass. She has a deflected. She maintains control and gives it off to Jarman. Jarman pulls it out and gives the ball off to Bertolino. Bertolino to the elbow, and then she'll dish it off to Sydney Byers. Byers goes inside, giving the ball off to Link. Her shot rolls around, kisses the glass, spins once, kisses the glass again, and goes back in. So Byers comes up with her first points of the game. And that makes it 47-23. Massanelli on the dribble. Long shot was not long enough as the Bulldogs retrieve their own rebound, however. And they'll bring the ball back to the other side. Big shot up from midcourt line is, or near the midcourt line is no good. And so Gillespie will come back with the ball. Their shot is up, no good by Byers. Rebound is up and no good by 23, but she gets fouled, so Emily Schmidt will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair.
You've gotten into the bowels of the bench, Gary.
Well, I tell you what, the program Thank you. Both free throws no good. Anna Best just into the ball game. She's number 30 for the Bulldogs. I thought I had all the names down there, but evidently those didn't make the program. But they've made the floor tonight. Now with the ball is Katie Massanelli. She tries to throw the ball inside. It's turned over back to the Miners, who go the other way. Shots up and good by Keaton Link. Link has been very productive here tonight as she has 10 points on the evening with 3:30 to go. The Bulldogs go the other way, and you talk about taking it to hole. Holly Bukeski says, hey, I see an opening. I'm going to drive to the lane, drive to the bucket, drive to her first points for the 5'6 sophomore, Holly Bukeski. Now the other way, the Miners come back. They give the ball off to Byers. Byers tries to pass the diagonal. It's deflected out of bounds by the Bulldogs.
Yeah, there's no way Staunton came into this tournament expecting to be playing for fifth place on Saturday.
No, no way. No way at all. That is very true, but of course it's not how good you are. It's how well you play on a given night, as they say. And sometimes you have those nights, and sometimes you have those nights. Any event, going back the other way, Schmidt goes into the hole and gives it off to Taylor out in the corner. Taylor with a nice crossover goes back inside, giving it off to Schmidt. Schmidt shots up and good. Emily Schmidt doing a good job there, picking up her first points of the night. She was 0 for 4 from the free throw line, got a little closer to the basket, put it off the glass, and she's got two. Back the other way, the Bulldogs looking to get the ball in and up, and it's good. It's Abby Davis doing it again. She's come up with two threes here in the fourth quarter for the Bulldogs, giving them some new life, making it 51-28. Miners taking the ball around the horn, now inside to Taylor. She's being guarded there by Anna Best, so she'll kick the ball outside. Now the Bulldogs step in the passing lane and create a turnover. Seventh miscue of the game for Gillespie. Back the other way, they're going to look into the corner and see if there's a drive there. Driving in is Bridget Long, has the shot deflected. It'll go out of bounds. It'll still be Staunton ball. We're inside 2 minutes to go in this one, 51-28. Want to remind you that after this game, we'll bring you two more games. We'll be going to the Litchfield Tournament, where the boys will be playing Litchfield, Roxana doing battle, followed by Hillsboro and Lebanon. To the hole goes Anna Best. Her shot is blocked, but she is fouled, and she'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. That foul is going to go against Cindy Byers. It'll be her first, and Anna Best will shoot two. She'll take a few dribbles, spin that ball in her hand. Now she'll settle in, eye it, try it, and buy it. I don't know if it's just because of the score or what, but Staunton seems to be playing a lot more relaxed, a lot more refreshed here in the fourth quarters.
So is Gillespie.
Yes. Well, the Bulldogs had 16 points, and now they have 29. So they have almost equaled in the fourth quarter what they made in the first three. Well, 100 seconds to go. Over on the wing, it goes to Schmidt. Schmidt will go back up top, giving it off to Bertolino. Bertolino's going to fire a three, catches front iron, it goes off the glass, rolls off the rim. Thought that one might spin around and go down, but no such luck. Now come back the Bulldogs. They'll fire up a three from the baseline on the right side. Ball goes out of bounds, last touch by the orange and black. So with 1:20 to go, the Bulldogs will get the ball, see if they can get over the 30 mark. In game number one, that's all it took to win. First one to 31. Now they'll pass the ball in, and it's deflected and stolen by the Miners. The Miners will bring the ball out, and Schmidt will slow things up. She'll give it off to Barrett. Hannah Barrett, 5'4 freshman, gives it over on the wing to Grace Bertolino. Now inside it goes to Byers, now swinging across, shots up and no good. But there's Barrett, comes up with a rebound at 5'4. She went right in with the tall timber and said, I can get that ball. Now the Miners are going to set the offense back up. They'll swing it over on the wing. Now down low it goes to Byers. Byers up top goes to Schmidt. Schmidt to Taylor. Her shot from the elbows, no good. Anna Best comes up with a rebound for the Bulldogs. We're down to the final 35 seconds. They'll kick the ball back outside, out top to Davis. Davis with a couple of threes here in the quarter. She's being closely guarded by Taylor, so she'll give the ball off to Bukeski. Now back down into the other corner it'll go to Bridget Long there. Now a three-point attempt up. Comes up a little bit short. Davis was a little out of range maybe on that one as she realized she missed it. Started heading back on defense. With 19 seconds to go, the Miners will get the ball back, leading 51-29. Gillespie, of course, this is what they needed in order to make sure they would make it into the championship game, not have to let the math do the work, as the Miners, in their first game in the tournament, defeated Bunker Hill 63-40, and they're on their way to a convincing victory here against the Bulldogs. Shot's going to be blocked. As the buzzer goes off, Gillespie with a 51-29 victory over the Staunton Bulldogs. We'll take a break, be back to discuss this exciting Macoupin County tournament action that you've been listening to on WSMI. Tom Williams, our producer, back in the studio. Tim, you and I, our night's finished. His is only half done.
That's exactly right. We got two more ball games coming up from the Litchfield Invitational. Ninth place bracket semifinal, Litchfield and Roxana. That broadcast coming up next. And then in the fifth place bracket semifinal, Hillsborough and Lebanon. That will be the nightcap here this evening about 10:15 on WSMI FM 106. Of course, on Saturday, we will have the girls and boys championships here from the 100th Macoupin County Tournament. The girls' title game live at 6:30, the boys live at 8. And Gary, we have probably the most classic of classic Macoupin County girls matchups, Gillespie versus Southwestern for the title. Southwestern has 16 of them, Gillespie has 7. And from 1994 to 2007, Gillespie and Southwestern won every single Macoupin County championship. Head coach Kevin Gray will be looking for his first.
Well, I guarantee you right now, he's not worried about the numbers in the past. He's worried about one thing, and that's Saturday night and getting his team ready. And, Coach, first of all, congratulations. And secondly,
thank you.
I thought you had your team ready to play tonight.
We've been on an uphill climb ever since we lost to Bunker Hill in the Carnival Holiday. And it's really been because of our upperclassmen have just stepped up.
Well, I'll tell you, it looked like to me that game was indeed a wake-up call, because I think your guys did some soul-searching and decided, hey, this is not the kind of team that we are, but you got some tremendous support from your seniors and from your leaders. Of course, mm-hmm. Niemeyer does so many things. I marvel at the way that when a shot goes up by the opposing team, she has the wherewithal to know where to get the rebound so you don't get a second shot.
No, she's such a smart player. I mean, she's played 4 years, and the game has finally slowed down to her. Starting about midway through last year, I thought she really started understanding the pace of the game that she had to play, and she's continued that this year.
And I thought there were a few times there tonight where she went into the post, they collapsed on her, and she found open people. Now that, you know, your players have matured when it's, I don't have to force it, I have to find the open man, and she did that.
Oh, yeah, she's all about winning. That's what she wants to do.
And, of course, another gal who had a whale of a night tonight. A little bit of a slow start with only 2 points in the first quarter, but Mackenzie Mix just seemed like that she kept coming on. I had her finishing at 16 points.
Wow.
And none in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
So when you needed the points, you could go to her and she'd get them for you.
Yeah, she's been coming along. I think she's been in double digits maybe 3 or 4 out of the last 5 games. So we're getting a little more balance than what we had early in the year. She's been scoring. Riley Jarman's been scoring. Riley was suffering from shin splints, severe splints, most of the season, and she's pretty healthy and she's playing real well.
That does make a difference.
As you
say, it sometimes, especially when the shins are aching, it's hard to get your legs together for your shot.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, even though it may hurt her shot a little bit, it never seems to bother her rebounding, because she's always in there working hard for positioning. Maybe she doesn't need to jump because she gets such good position.
Yeah, she's gotten a lot stronger since last year, a lot stronger.
And, of course, as you said, you're getting a lot of good support from the leadership of the upperclassmen.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the way that your young kids are coming in and playing ball. Emily Schmidt, I thought, played a good floor game tonight. She only had had a bucket. Didn't hit the free throws like she'd like to, but I thought that she played very smart for you.
Yeah, we're getting contribution right now up and down the line. I like her symmetry. Everybody seems to understand their roles now. You don't see a lot of real bad shot selection. And, you know, we're sharing the ball. You know, of course, you know, Paige is going to get her points practically every night out. But even like tonight, I mean, she had multiple assists where she could have, you know, tried to score herself. But and we're playing better defense. It all starts in the defensive end.
Well, the thing of it is defensively, well, offensively also, but it looks like to me you have some tall kids and some long kids with good reach, and there was a 5'10 freshman, I think it was, that came in tonight. What's that kid's name? Keaton Link or something?
Keaton Link. She contributed. She has a nose for the ball in the offensive end. She gets a lot of offensive rebounds.
Well, when she came in that second quarter, it was like it was nobody's business. She had 3 field goals. She had a couple of free throws. She asserted herself very quickly, just like, I'm a part of this team. I don't care if I'm starting or if I'm on the bench. When I'm on the floor, I'm ready to go.
Yeah, she does a wonderful job. I'm so pleased the way the freshmen have integrated with the upperclassmen. It's took a while, but it's understandable. But I'm real pleased where we're playing. I hope we can play well. Steve's got his team playing a lot better. Played very aggressive man-to-man defense tonight, very aggressive, so I was impressed with that.
Well, when it comes time to play aggressive defense, you can take your hat off to Southwestern, but you better take your hat off to Gillespie as well, because I guarantee you, you'll be nose for nose with them all night long. That's the way you guys both coach, and that's the way your teams play. This should be an outstanding championship game either way.
Yeah, I think so. I hope the fans will be entertained, because I think you're going to see both teams play really hard.
Well, we've got better weather coming, so there's no excuse not to drive on up to the north end of the county and check out the championship game. Of course, Southwestern, they're kind of excited because they'll have both teams in the girls and the boys championship game.
Oh, boy, you're counting them in there. Wow.
Well, I shouldn't have said that. They will have the girls in there, and the boys will have a chance to be in there.
But
they have an opportunity, and, of course, that's always a thing that you like to have, if you can, from one school, like to have both teams in there. I was thinking Southwestern had won. I realized it was the girls instead of the boys. Now let's jinx them, and that's it. Well, you know, Coach Vanzo, I told him that after a tournament game, I said, feel free at the holiday tournament. Come on up, and we'll talk after the game, not knowing that they lost the game.
You might have made just made Coop's pregame speech tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. Now, he is I have a fondness for several of his players because my son worked with him this summer at a shooting camp. The other day I saw a little thing going from one of the shooters. He wasn't following through. So when I got his attention, I mentioned to him, I said, follow through, don't recoil. And as he went at halftime, I said, you know who I am. And he just kind of smiled like, oh, yeah, it was your son that was teaching us the shooting this summer. And he didn't recoil in the second half, and the shot had much better follow through. But I think that's the thing with coaches throughout this area here. They're very competitive, yes, but they like to see everybody in the county do well. And I think in the conference, we're seeing the same thing. We're seeing some good competition through the South Central, and we're seeing it here tonight or this week in the county. We have some outstanding teams.
At this time of year, you really don't get out and play other teams outside the conference. A lot of them are most conference-related games the back half of the year. But to your point, Gary, what I was impressed with, Carnival won the holiday tournament. Then they went to Williamsville, played Williamsville on Williamsville floor to, I think, about a 6 or 8 point game. And they're one of the better teams up here in this area. So, Carnival's a good team, but they're in the middle of the conference. You know, they're not at the top, so that showed what kind of depth and the quality of the depth that we got in our conference.
And I think that's one thing that that you see about the Carlinville team. They bring their lunch pail every game. They're going to work hard. They're going to contest you at every turn. But it's like Darren said, on some nights we hit our shots and then some nights we don't. Mm-hmm. And every time they have a really good game, then you always fear, what are we going to do the next game? Can we continue it?
Right.
And he's had that problem from time to time. But I'll tell you what, when you've got the Bates girl out there and you've got the Olroyd girl out there, you've got two kids that are so quick with their hands and their feet. They're going to challenge any and every guard that comes on the floor. And you got to like that because Coach Deneve, in the past, perhaps the weakness, I hate to say weakness, of some of his better teams was he didn't have the outstanding guard play, which he cherished and envied so much. Mm-hmm. Now he has the guard play.
Yeah, they're grinders. I like the way they both play. It all starts with guard play.
Well,
unless you really got a excessively big front line And he's had that in the past, but, you know, it all starts with guard play.
Well, and as we mentioned earlier, that we talk about the guard play, and when you look at Gillespie and when you look at Carlinville, you guys are both teams that, because of your guard play, you are moving along and improving as the course of the year goes on. But I couldn't help but a couple of times I looked down there and saw a young lady walking up those steps. She's sitting right down there right now. And I can't help but think, how much of a difference would it be if she was on the floor?
Yeah, sort of missed that three-point opportunity. She's so heartened. Yeah, she's so heartened that she's not playing.
Well, I tell you what, the one thing we can be happy about is the fact that you have come up with a victory 51-29 over Staunton tonight. Mm-hmm. You're going to be in the championship game Saturday night. Wish you the best of luck. Thanks for the visit.
Well, thanks, Gary. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it. You guys have a good call tomorrow night for boys' games.
We'll do. Will do, and that's Kevin Gray, coach of the Gillespie Lady Miners. They're victorious tonight, and with the win, see their season record move to 10-8. That's going to do it from here in the Macoupin County Tournament. My game, the final score was 51-29, Gillespie over Staunton. Game number one tonight saw Southwestern defeat Carlinville 32-29. But, Mr. Mize, can you get us out of here and on to our next show?
Hey, thanks to all the great people here at North Mac. They're doing just a wonderful job hosting this 100th installment of the Macoupin County Tournament. Our girls' championship is set, and it's going to be a good one. Gillespie and Southwestern Saturday night. We'll have it live at 6:30 here on FM 106, streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. That is going to do it for Gary Boker and Tim Mize here at the Macoupin County Tournament. On the other side of the break, we will take you to the 51st Annual Litchfield Invitational following these messages on WSMI-FM 106.